Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his...
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I am Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 9th of June, 2017. I've cranked the volume on my microphone up a little bit. I've received some notices from some faithful listeners that my audio has been a little low. So I have boosted her up here, and we'll see how that does when the next show plays. We're in the book of Psalms. Pardon me, and we're going to be beginning with Psalm number 98 today. We have been going slowly through these because of the necessity of so much comment. They're just loaded with information, and I really need to do these justice. I can't rush through them. That is not proper. They need to be given their due because of the wealth of information within these works. Psalm number 98 has a title, but all it says is a psalm. 42:10. Verse 1. O sing to Yahweh a new song, because he has done marvelous things, 6381. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him the victory, 3467. Gotten him the victory is all one word. And the right hand and the holy arm are symbols of power in the Hebrew. Verse 2. Yahweh has made known his victory. 3444, different word for victory. His vindication or righteousness, 6666. It's used in several different manners, but usually righteousness. He has revealed, 1540, in the sight of the nations. Verse 3, he has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends, 657, of the land have seen the victory of our Elohim. Verse 4, shout for joy, 7321, to Yahweh, all the land. Break forth in singing, that's all one word, 6476. And shout for joy, 7442, a different version of shout for joy. And sing and play, that's all one word, 2167. Verse 5. Sing and play to Yahweh with the harp, 3658, with the harp and the sound, 6963, of a song, 2172. Verse 6, with trumpets, 2689, and sound of shofar, 7782, shout for joy in the presence of Yahweh, the King. All right, a trumpet, when used in Hebrew, is the metallic, like a brass trumpet, made out of silver. It's metallic and has a completely different sound than the shofar, which is a ram's horn. And the shofar only has two notes. It's only resonant in two spots. Verse 7. Let the sea roar and the fullness of it. The world, 8398, that's different than land, 776, Eretz, and those that live in it. The world here, 8398, that is Tabel, and that does mean the whole world. Verse 8, let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills shout for joy together. Now that's obviously poetic. Rivers don't have hands, and hills don't shout. But it's poetically formed. Verse 9, at the presence of Yahweh, because he comes to judge the land with righteousness, he shall judge the world and the people with equity. 4339. The land, ground, political division, country is different than the actual globe. In Tabel, that means to the Hebrew means the entire planet. Okay, Tabel does. But they have translated Eretz as the earth, the whole earth. That's incorrect. It means earth as in dirt. We're going to make an earthen dam, okay? A dam of soil and rock. Something like that when they're going to dam up a stream. That type of earth, not the planetary body itself. Yeah, had to clear my throat there a little bit. I'm a little dry this evening. I don't know why. But I'm going to have to drink a little water with lemon in it periodically. Oh, that's good. Here's Psalm 99. And this does not have a title. It's a titleless psalm. So we don't know who wrote it. Does not tell the author. Verse 1, and you can reference verse 1 in Exodus chapter 25, verse 22. Yahweh reigns as rules. The people tremble, 7264. He is enthroned, and it's 3427, which can mean to sit, dwells, to dwell or to sit. Between the cherubim, 3742. Those are the cherubs on top of the Ark of the Covenant. The land, 776, shakes, 5120. Verse 2. Yahweh is great in Zion, 6726. And he is exalted, 7311, above all the people. Verse 3, let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. Verse 4, the king's strength. 5797 also loves justice. In some versions, it has the Mighty King. But it's here, a king precedes the strength. The king's strength also loves justice. Or the Mighty King also loves justice. You establish equity. That's 4339. You execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob, 3290. That's Jacob. Verse 5. Exalt Yahweh our Elohim and bow down at his footstool, 1916. He is holy. Verse 6. Moshe and Aharon among his priests, and Shemuel, that's Samuel, among those that call upon his name, them. Verse 7. You can reference the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 9 on this. Pardon me for a second. Okay, verse 7. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. Okay, remember the pillar of cloud that went before Israel when they were going to cross the sea of reeds, and the pillar of cloud that came down upon the Ark of the Covenant when he was in the temple. Well, that's the pillar, the cloudy pillar that they were speaking of. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies. 5713, and the ordinance, 2706, that he gave them. Verse 8, you answered them, O Yahweh our Elohim. You are an Elohim that forgave them. And that's 5375. That's lifted them up. Though you took vengeance, 5358, for their misdeeds, 5949. Even though he loved them, he punished them. Remember? Moshe was not allowed to enter the promised land because he struck the rock a second time instead of speaking to it. That one infraction was big enough that Yahweh wouldn't let him enter the promised land. And he loved Moshe. He really loved him. But there's that justice factor and that righteousness factor. And he is so perfect that he can do nothing imperfect. So justly, Moses was punished. Even though he was much loved, well, he's chastising us today. He loves us today. But most of us are in apostasy. Only the remnant is coming out. And he's extended the period of forgiveness for our sakes. That's a lot of love right there. Verse 9. Exalt Yahweh our Elohim and bow down at his holy hill. That would be when the temple and the tabernacle were up on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. For Yahweh our Elohim is holy. Yes, he is. He very definitely is. Yeah, pardon me. I have to break mute the mic because I have to cough occasionally. I got to do it again. Oh, that's rough. That's just part of life in old age, I guess. Oh, that ice water is lovely. Let's get into Psalm 100. We are two-thirds of the way through Psalms here, folks. There's 150 Psalms. And this is Psalm 100. So we've been moving along. I haven't been rushing things, because these things need a lot of commentary. This is a little short five-verse psalm. Verse 1. Shout for joy, 7321, to Yahweh. I'm sorry. I forgot the title. A Psalm of Praise, 8426. Verse 1. Shout for joy, 7321, to Yahweh, all you lands. Verse 2. Serve Yahweh with gladness. Come before His presence with a joyful shout. That's 7445. Verse 3. Know you that Yahweh is Elohim. It is He that made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. The pecking order occasionally. Verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, 8426, and into His courtyards with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Here's verse 5. Now, verse 5, you can reference 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 34. 2 Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 13. And chapter 7, verse 3. The book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 11. Psalms 106, verse 1. 107 verse 1, 118 verse 1, and 136 verse 1. And the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 11. Here's verse 5. Because Yahweh is good, His loving kindness is everlasting, and His faithfulness endures to all generations. That's a standard in all those psalms and verses and stuff. It's very definitely a standard. Let me get another drink of water here. Oh, had to clear those lungs. Psalm 101. This is also a little short psalm. It is a Psalm of David. That is the title. Verse 1. I will sing of mercy and judgment to you, O Yahweh, will I sing and play. I will behave wisely, 7919, in a perfect, 8549, way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect, 8537, heart, 3824. In other words, with a heart wholly committed to Yahweh. Verse 3. I will set, 7896, no worthless, 1100, thing before my eyes. I hate the actions of those that apostatize. 7750. It shall not cling, 1692, to me. He hates those, the actions of those that apostatize. Well, so do we. those that teach false doctrine and teach this putrid version of Judeo-Christianity, we don't want anything to do with them. Bad people. Verse 4. A crooked, 6141, heart shall depart from me. In other words, he doesn't want anything to do with crookedness. I will not associate, or that's 3045, I will associate to know, okay, yada, I will not know a wicked person. Person of evil, 7451. Verse 5, whoever secretly, 5643, slanders, 3960, another person, I will cut him off. That's one word, 6789. He that has a high, 1362, look, and an arrogant, 7342, heart, I will not endure. The high look is a haughty look. He didn't want anything to do with the puffed up people, in other words. Verse 6, my eyes shall be upon the faithful, 539, of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walks in a perfect way shall serve me. 8334. That's to minister to be a helper to. He wanted good people around him to help him. Verse 7. He that works deceit, 7423, shall not dwell within my house. And he that speaks lies, 8267, shall not stand, 3559, in my sight. He won't be in the courtroom. He doesn't want anybody around him like that. Verse 8, I will rise early, in other words, I will in the morning, 1242, to destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off, 3772, all evil doers of evil, okay, from the city of Yahweh. He was going to purge Jerusalem. So, he wouldn't do well today because they conspire against him. They did back then, too. Oh, boy. That water is a godsend. Here's Psalm 102. And it does have a title. And it is 27 verses. We have plenty of time for that. Psalm 22, the title is A Prayer, 8605, of the afflicted, 6041, when he is weak, 5848, and pours out, 8210, his complaint, 7879, before Yahweh. That's the title of that psalm. Pardon me. Couldn't catch that one. Hear my prayer, O Yahweh, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day I am in trouble. Incline your ear to me, and the day I call, answer me quickly. Verse 3. Because my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as a hearth. That's not literally, it's just, it's figurative. He's burning deep inside with anguish. Verse 4, my heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. He's so upset he can't eat. Verse 5, because of the cries of my groaning, my bones cling to my flesh. Verse 6. I am like a pelican in the wilderness. I have become as a screech owl of the desert. Verse 7. I watch and am as a bird alone upon the housetop. Verse 8. My hated enemies taunt me all day. They that are mad at me are sworn against me. Verse 9. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with tears. Verse 10, because of the presence of your indignation and your wrath, because you have lifted me up and cast me away, 7993. Yahweh's angry with him, and he is all upset because he can't stand it. Verse 11, my days are like a declining shadow, and I am withered like grass. But you, O Yahweh, shall endure forever, and your remembrance to all generations. Verse 13, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, because the time to favor her, yea, the appointed time has come. Verse 14, because your servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust of it. In other words, Israel loves Zion. They love Jerusalem, the stones, and even the dust of it. Their home, their love is there. Verse 15. The nations will fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the land your glory. These are non-Israelite nations. They've helped to tear down Zion. Well, Yahweh's going to build it up. Here's verse 16. Because Yahweh shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Verse 15. He will turn toward the prayer of the destitute, 6199, and not despise their prayer. Verse 18. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall say, Alleluia, at praise Yah. Alleluia. Allel is praise, Allelu is praise to Yah. Verse 19, because he has looked down from his holy height, from the sky Yahweh gazed upon the land. Verse 20, to hear the groaning, 603, of the prisoner, 615, to release a those that are condemned to death. Okay? Those that are condemned is 11:21. It usually just means sons or children. But when you combine that with 8:5:4:6, it has this odd meaning. Those that are condemned, those that are born to death. Literally, the sons of death. I'm telling you, Hebrew, with their idioms, it's tough. It's tough. Aren't you glad I went through all of this so you don't have to? Oh, boy. I loved studying, though. It's a lot of work, but, boy, it's joyful work. It's marvelous, all these little nuggets of gold that you find. Verse 21, to declare the name of Yahweh in Zion and his praise in Yerushalayim. Verse 22, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve Yahweh. That's religious service only. They're going to do Yahweh's will and run their kingdoms according to his law. This is the Israel kingdoms. Verse 23, he afflicted my strength in the way. He shortened my days. Ooh. The way is the path of life. Verse 24, I said, O my El, that's my God, 4:10, El, do not take me away, 5:9-7, in the middle, 2:6-7:7, of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. Verse 25. And verse 25 through 27 here in Psalm 102, you can reference Hebrews chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Long ago, 6440, you laid the foundation, 3245, of the land, and the skies are the work of your hands. They shall perish, and perish is number 6, but you shall endure. Yea, all of them shall grow old, 108:6, like a garment, as clothing you shall change them. And they shall be passed away. Eventually, that's what's going to happen. Heaven and earth will pass away. Well, until they pass away, not one jot or tittle of the law shall fail. They haven't passed yet. They're still here. Verse 27, but you are the same. 19:31, Yahweh does not change. And your years have no end. 8:5:5:2. Conclusion. Yahweh is eternal. Verse 28. The children of your servants shall dwell in peace. 7:9:3:1. And their offspring shall be established. 3:5:5:9. Before you. That's Israel. And we're still around. We are still around. And we are waking up gradually to our identity, who we are, and what our purpose is. Our purpose is to serve Yahweh. I'm looking ahead to the next several psalms. Psalm 103, and this is of Dawid, the kingdom, King Dawid. Verse 1, bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all my inner being, his holy name. In other words, all praise to Yahweh from the very depths of him. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. Do not forget all his benefits. 1576. Who for all your iniquities. 5771. That's lifts up. Heals all your diseases. 8463. He would do that. Verse 4, who redeems, 1350, your life from destruction, 7845. Who crowns with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies you with good things. Okay, satisfies you. And it has number 5716 is here in the King James Version and is much questioned because it means jewels, riches, etc. It may mean desire. But that's not in the context here. The later Hebrew translations omit this word. As it reads in the later translations, it evidently was a scribal error. So, who satisfies you with good things, your youth is renewed like the eagle, 5404. You will be akin to an eagle. You will soar as a youth. That's pretty poetic. Verse 6, Yahweh executes righteousness and judgment for all the oppressed. Verse 7, he made known his ways to Moshe, his deeds to the children of Israel. And we have verse 8 here, and you can reference James, the book of James, chapter 5, verse 11 here for verse 8. Yahweh is compassionate, 7349. And gracious, 2587. Slow to anger, literally long in the nose, and abundant in loving kindnesses. Verse 9. He will not contend, 7378, always, 5331. Neither will he be angry, 5201, forever. Verse 10. Now pay attention to this. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. 2399. Nor recompense to us. 1580. According to our iniquities. 5771. In other words, he's been merciful. He's been merciful to us and hasn't given us what we richly deserve for being sinners. That's a wonderful thing. Verse 11. For as the sky is high, 1361, above the land, abundant is his loving kindness toward those that fear him 3373, that can also mostly mean those that hold him in awe. Now listen to this. Verse 12. As far off, 7350, as the east, 4217, is from the west, 4628, so far he has removed, 7368, that's all one word, far as he has removed, our transgressions, 6588, from us. Wow. That's awesome. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far away he has put off our sins, sent away our sins that far. Verse 13. You can reference 3 Maccabees chapter 7, verse 6. As a father has compassion for children, so Yahweh has compassion for those that, again, it has fear, but that would mean hold him, for those that hold him in awe. Verse 14. For he knows our forming, 3336, he remembers, 2142, that we are dust, 6083. And you can reference Genesis 2, verse 7. On that, remembers our forming. He formed Adam from the Adama, the red soil. He remembers that we are dust of the ground, okay, from the red soil. Our components for our physical bodies were here on this planet. And he formed us from that. Assembled a man, the Adam. Wow. And people doubt his power when he can will into existence an entire universe. That's, I cannot comprehend their unbelief. The atheists that say there is no God, my mind can't wrap around that. I don't know when I didn't really believe in God. I always have believed in God. I didn't believe in the Christian churches. I doubted them. I didn't want anything to do with them because I saw the hypocrisy within them. But Yahweh himself, I didn't even know his name back then. So far back when I was ignorant of the holy name. Didn't know, but I knew there was somebody there. And now I know his name, and he knows mine. Praise Yahweh. Verse 15. As for mortals, 582, their days are as grass, 2682. As a flower of the field, they flourish. Verse 16, for the wind passes over, and it is nothing. Its own place knows it no more. Flower will just wither and dry up and turn back into vegetable matter in the ground. And just there's no history of its passing. And that's how mortal beings are here. You know, we've got all this history that we've recorded, and we do this and we do that, and we write this down. Oh, this guy's so important, and all these movie stars in all these people that are famous today, and 1,000 years from now, and what's 1,000 years? A day in Yahweh's time? They won't be remembered. All these Hollywood people, how fleeting. Absolutely fleeting. Their ego is so inflated, they don't see the reality of it. Let's get back to this here. Verse 17, but the loving kindness of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting toward those that fear him, and his righteousnesses to their children's children. Now, pardon me, his righteousness. Boy, I can't talk tonight. Verse 18. To those that keep his covenant, that's the remnant, and to those that remember his precepts to observe them, that's the remnant again, keep his feasts. Verse 19. Yahweh has prepared his throne in the sky, and his kingdom rules over all. Regardless of what's happening here, this is just a little drop in the bucket. We've got man creatures down here with free will, and they can choose or not choose. Verse 20, bless Yahweh, you his messengers, that's angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments. And commandments is words here. What do what he says. 1697. The Ten Commandments were called the Ten Words. Listening to the voice of his word. Verse 21. Bless Yahweh, all his servants, you ministers, 8334, that do his will, 7522. Those are the ones that serve, ministering to Yahweh, taking care of the needs of the temple and stuff back then, but today, those of us who are ministers take care of his assembly. I don't use the word church. We feed the flock with the word. That's why they call us pastors. That's what pastor means. One who pastures sheep. Feeding the flock. Feeding the flock from the word of Yahweh. Verse 22. Bless Yahweh, all his works in all places of his dominion. 4475. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. And that ends Psalm 103. Now, Psalm 104 is a great, big, long one. And I don't have the time to do that. So I'll just comment on what we have done so far today. We've seen the praise. We've seen grief expressed and supplication because of trouble. That's what these psalms were. They were expressions of the psalmist of his most inner emotions. And many times it is a prayer of supplication for Israel itself, because the king was concerned with the well-being of all those within his kingdom. Dawood was all about Israel and Jerusalem. He absolutely felt every pain of every Israelite out there if they were attacked by foreign forces, or if there was evil doing going on within the kingdom. He was the man to go to. He was the go-to guy to try to get it straightened out. He had very, very many highs in his life and very great depths of despair when even his own son came against him and his chief army commander disobeyed him and killed that son. He mourned for that son. Then he had other intrigues where the other sons didn't want Solomon to rule, and they conspired against him. He had his issue of sin, where he sent Bathsheba's husband to the front line to get him killed so he could take another man's wife. And Nathan the prophet came to him and gave him a little parable, and he said, what would you do to this man that took this man's only little sheep? And he said, well, bring that man before him, before me, and I will have him slain. And he said, you're that man. You have taken this other man's sheep. His little lamb, speaking of Bathsheba, the wife. So he wrote Psalms about that later. He had realized and humbled himself before Yahweh, but Yahweh took the child anyway because it was a product of sin, and he really had to get to King Dawood. He had sinned greatly. And even though he loved him, he had to punish him because Yahweh is righteousness. And he can't let even his chief servant, his beloved one, his anointed one, Dawood, get away with it. Same way he did with Moshe. He punished Moshe. And he loved Moshe more than any of them. He was his chief prophet. And all the miracles that he worked through Moshe, yet he punished him at the end. He wouldn't let him into the promised land. Yahweh is righteousness, and we discount that so much. This God is love. God is love. Yes, he is. And he is merciful, but he's also just. And we fight against his justice. His justice is not our justice. Our justice is corrupt, and his justice is absolutely perfect. And yet we struggle today against his ordinances that he's given. There has been total capitulation to the enemy in the Judeo-Christian churches. They have gone over so far that they are teaching unrighteous doctrines of men. The psalmists would have fought against them tooth and nail. King Dawood, would not have permitted that kind of behavior in his day. Yet we tolerate it today. I don't understand why, but the tolerance is wearing thin, and people are waking up to the membership in the quote-unquote churches is dropping tremendously. Oh, they'll not show that on TV. They'll not advertise that. But you go through towns and you see all these closed churches. They're closed. Locked up. People have heard enough. People have woken up. They don't know what the truth is, but they know that they're not hearing the truth from these preachers. It's not resonating anymore. The social gospel isn't reigning true. The world is exposing them for what they are. We have had a record number of hits. Our ministry here is growing exponentially. And I praise Yahweh for that. He is blessing us, and more people are listening in to EFR and like sites. We list them. And people are looking, really, really looking for the truth. They know something is missing in their lives because the Holy Spirit of Yahweh is calling these people. No one comes to the Father save he, my Father calls him. He draws him. Yahweh's drawing the remnant closer. And our words are not going out in vain. They're not being wasted. They're actually being listened to. And that really, when I saw those stats, that really did my heart good. Because I put a lot of effort into this, as do all the pastors on EFR, all the teachers, all the show hosts, really work hard to try to get the information of the truth out to the listeners. This is a labor of love. Nobody gets paid. But you could hit that donate button, help us with expenses. We wouldn't mind that at all. Anything you can spare that... A spare change? Oh, well. Praise Yahweh, and may he bless and keep you. I'll talk to you again on the 15th. My time is at an end. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.